Hello?
Hey, Ray.
Yeah.
Okay, great. So what is it that you guys were thinking? How can I help you out?
Well, you last time we talked, you said we could set everything up for, what was it, 250?
Yeah, I had you in for 249.
Yeah, I mean, we'd like to try it out, maybe, like for a month and see how it goes.
So now, Ray, we do ask everybody to give it just at least 2 months, right? Because in the 2 months, you'll see a return on investment, and it's just to bring everything to fruition. This doesn't mean you're in a contract or you're paying 2 months up front or anything like that. But I want you to stay with us long term, right?
Okay.
Like,
Yeah.
this is a long term solution for your marketing. So, just keep that in mind. Just, give it at least 2 months. So,
Okay.
But now, did you have any questions about the program before I get it all set up?
No.
Okay. So now, Ray, is that short for Raymond or is it just Ray?
It's Raymundo.
Raymundo. I love that. That's a great name. And so it's R-A-Y U-N-O.
Yeah. Is that what you're using to set up the account or what?
Yeah, so this is just for like your information to set up the account, but I'll make sure that everybody calls you Ray.
Okay. Yeah, I mean we could set it up under a different name.
Okay.
Abel Romero.
Okay.
Abel.
Okay. And then Romero, Ramo.
Romero.
Okay. Yeah. Well, I suck at spelling. So definitely. So and now Abel, he is that you or is that someone else?
Yeah, this is me. I'm
Okay.
Abel. Ray is my father.
Okay. All
But
right.
just to make everything, simple, we'll just use my name.
Okay. That makes sense. So you're typically though the person that like answers the phone and
Yes.
But you're the owner of the business, or are you guys like partners?
Yeah, we're partners.
Okay. And what's the best email for you, Ray?
It's my first and last name.
So
Well,
Ray
no,
Romero.
Abel Romero.
Okay,
ABELROMERO 1010 at gmail.com.
Abel. Okay, perfect. All right.
Hey, so what's the difference between, using you guys and just going to Google directly and trying to
Yeah,
do the
so
marketing?
that's a great question. So, Ray, the local map section
Abel,
of Google.
Abel.
Okay. So you want me to
I'm
call you
Abel.
Abel? Okay.
Yeah, Abel.
So your
My name is
dad is
Abel.
Ray,
Yeah,
right? Okay. That makes more sense. So sorry, I was a little confused. So Abel, the difference is Google itself doesn't operate the local map section of Google, which is where 9 out of 10 of the buying decisions are happening, right? So you can do Google Ads on your own, and we can absolutely manage like Google Ads for you, but Google Ads are pay-per-click campaign, and that doesn't
Oh,
mean
okay.
that anybody is actually ever calling you, right? So we
Yeah.
can do Google Ads for $4.49 month to month, and that's a minimum ad spend that's going to get you any type of traction. But if you were to do like Google Ads on your own, there's really no way to set an ad spend limit. The great thing with doing Google Ads with us, though, is we do include $100 as a, like a service credit. So it's $100 on top of that $300 to start, so you get that extra traction coming in and see how the Google Ads work for you. But the local map section, I don't know about for you, Abel, but I mean, if you look for something online, and I swear I talk to people like this all the time, and they see sponsored and they skip right over that, and just go to that map section. So, I mean, for some reason, something in us, when we see that sponsored section, we're like, yeah, no, I'm good on that. And then they go to the map section, but it's also because you can get more information about the company that way a little bit easier. So you can
Gotcha.
see that they have reviews. You can see that they, have a website, that they, where they're located, stuff like that. And I think people are just immediately more attracted to that and making their buying decisions. But statistically speaking, 9 out of 10 of the decisions are starting and stopping there. So okay. that's what you can do with us as opposed to just doing it through Google yourself, right?
Gotcha.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, it makes sense.
Okay. And I'm sorry, Abel, so for some reason that website, that email wasn't coming up. It's ABEL, right?
Yeah.
And then Ramiro, 101, correct? At Gmail?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, 1010.
Oh, 1010. Okay, that was what I was missing, the extra zero. Yeah, for some reason it's still saying it's invalid. So I'm sorry. Please don't hate me. It's ABELROMEO 101.
ROMERO.
ERO. Okay. Perfect. Okay, there we go. That came up. I'm so sorry about that. So now, what is going to be the best address for you guys?
When you say address, is that what people are going to be able to look at?
So that's, a great question. The address we can hide online if you just have a personal address. But we need an address to go ahead and, set up the account. But as far as anybody being able to see it online, we can absolutely hide that. A lot of contractors don't have brick and mortar addresses that people can go to. So we have that ability to make sure.
Yeah, I'd like to hide that. So the address is 5368
Wapakoneta
Trail.
Okay, perfect. Got that here. All right. And so now I'm just going to get some basics here about the company, Abel. Now, anything I'm going to mention is going to be included. It's not going to cost you anything additional. What are your hours of operation? Like, when would you like to be taking phone calls?
Well, what do you recommend? Because, we want to kind of maximize this service. So would it be like 24 hours, 24/7 or?
I always think it's a great idea.
Statistically speaking, what hours are like the good hours? I don't want someone to call me at 1 o'clock in the morning,
I just would say that typically people wouldn't, most people wanting a contractor or any type of construction or general contracting are not going to call you at 1 a.m. unless they're like on drugs, it's just not going to happen. I think it's good to have it open, but most people, what they typically do, like general contractors will do like from 8 to 5, Monday to Friday. I always think it's good to have, Saturday or weekends by appointment. Just to make sure that you have some availability there that people can see on the weekend. Because since so many other people do Monday through Friday, if you have availability on the weekend, that's just going to give you that extra boost that a lot of other contractors don't have.
We'll open it up all week.
Okay. You want to do like 8 to 5?
That, right?
Yeah. Monday through Sunday? Okay.
Yeah.
And now you guys do have licensing and insurance, correct?
Not at the moment, but
could get all that if we need to.
Okay. So you're not opposed to getting it, right?
No. Because we were thinking of adding, like tree service, and we have a partner that we work with and. He does have, insurance.
Okay. All
but
right.
Because, I mean, if, I guess if we're adding that, then, we could add insurance to that, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'd say it's a good idea to get licensing and insurance, especially for Google. They're kind of become a little bit more picky. It's not saying that you can't get it, but, they just like to make sure that there are retributable companies. They're on Google itself. So working on that stuff, and I mean, even for people choosing you as a company, right? It's always better to have that licensing and insurance. I mean, you're doing like demolition and grading, right?
Well, maybe we could remove demolition. We could just keep, you know, because that's a little bit more best, or I don't know, you need like more permits and stuff like that to do that kind of work.
Okay.
But I was thinking, you know, maybe like tree service and grading.
Okay. But you guys do, you have an LLC or any type of like business? I mean, I'm just curious.
No, we don't have an LLC right now.
Okay. I mean, I did see, I know that you guys use Angie. They didn't ask you for any of that type of
stuff when you signed
up with them? Oh, okay.
No, they don't ask you for that.
Oh, okay.
Is that an issue with all this?
No, it's not an issue. It's just, like I said, I mean, even for somebody choosing you off of Google, it's always really helpful to have that stuff. I mean, you know, it's going to be better for you as a business in the long run, you know, to make sure that you have licensing and insurance. So, I mean, I would definitely suggest to work on that, you know, to see if you can work on getting that for the services you're providing. Because I can tell you right now, like, what kind of things – hold on. Let's just say for tree service. Hold on. Let me check your area real quick. So for tree service, so it doesn't look like there's any type of licensing for that area, but insurance is definitely always going to be helpful. If you have any type of insurance policy, that'll be super helpful. But I don't see any licensing required for that area. Now, as far as grading goes, there's probably not either for that, but I'll just check. I don't see anything for that area either. So, you're good on licensing.
We could also do like excavating too, like those three things.
Okay.
Not like anything huge, just like minor excavation and grading.
Okay. Okay, yeah, all right. Perfect.
You know, like, for example, like removing tree stumps or like, you know, clearing, I guess, yeah, clearing would be good too, like clearing acreage and all that.
Okay. Land clearing.
Yeah.
Okay. And then now the best way to contact you, is that going to be phone, text, email, all the above?
Yes.
Okay, and do you have a Facebook business profile, or do you need us to create you one?
I would say create one for us.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't have anything. I do have one, but it's not, I haven't really put any work into it.
Okay. Then you don't have a domain name right now, right?
No.
Okay. And now, Abel, would you be interested in something called a call tracking number? Basically what this is, it's a number that's listed online that's not your personal number, but the calls will be directed to your personal line. It does come with an app, you know, to help you track those calls. It basically makes it so you know where calls are coming from. You can track all the calls coming from directly from Google itself. It's totally optional, but it is included if you'd like.
Okay, and so does that mean it's like when someone looks up my profile, they'll see like a 1-800 number, and then it would be transferred to my phone number?
Yeah, you can do an 800 number, or you can do a local number. You're able to do kind of whatever you want. But yes, it's that they would see a different phone number, and then it would be directed to this number. And you can add more than one line to it as well.
Because issues I'm running into is, I don't know, with Angie's, I feel like ever since I signed up with them, I get a ton of spam calls. And so,
yeah,
I don't know if it's because my phone number is listed on there or what.
You know,
I don't know if
we,
it's my number. And so,
I'll tell you. You're right. So, I'm so sorry. Please forgive me.
No, go ahead.
I'm horrible at that sometimes. When you can't see someone face to face, it's like hard not to interrupt.
Yes,
I'm really sorry. But you're totally right. So we actually did kind of a test, right? I don't typically tell people this, but we used to list people on directory listings to make content creation. We listed a fake business on, like, a random directory listing and got 33 spam calls in one day. So we don't do that anymore for companies. We don't list you guys on directory listings because it only generates spam calls. It doesn't actually help you with getting business. So things like Angie, that happens. It's, you know, they do list your phone number out there and it does generate spam calls. We have the ability to make that so it doesn't happen at all. That itself would be a $19 monthly fee, for it's basically like a call recording. So somebody would call and it would say, oh, you've reached Ray's Construction. Press 1 for blah, blah, blah. Press 2 for blah, blah, blah. That itself, the greeting, it does cost that, you know, $19. But other than that, the call tracking number itself is still going to help because you're going to know what's coming in. So, yes, it will help with any type of spam callers or anything like that.
Okay. But you said that's not really necessary, right?
No, it's just helpful. It's just a nice tool to have. You know, it's totally optional. You don't have to do it, but you can do it.
Okay.
And it'll help you out
later, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. Okay, yeah. Yeah, well, maybe we'll try that later.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Okay, and then you want to add your dad as an authorized user, right?
I mean, I don't think he'll be able to kind of navigate the system, I don't think it's necessary.
Okay, no problem.
But I could ask, wait, what, as far as like an authorized user for what?
So just an authorized user, basically, if he wants information about the account, he can call in and get it.
Okay. Let me see. So if I have, like, I don't know, maybe, you know, maybe I have an assistant later or whatever, would giving them access to my account help them or what?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's just for communication purposes. So you can absolutely add an authorized user later on if you do get an assistant. That's totally fine. And then we can communicate directly with that person instead. So you can just kind of focus on your business. It's just that's all it is. So, I mean, at this point right now, like let's say your dad called in and he wanted to know like when the next billing is or what the keywords you're listed for are, or whatever it is, we wouldn't be able to give him any information because he's not listed as an authorized user. We just can't give out your information to anybody if they're not listed on here. So that's essentially what it is.
Gotcha. Yeah, I don't think I need anything right now.
Okay. And just to clarify, too, as far as the phone numbers go, do you want just this phone number listed on the account, or do you want the 770 number listed there as well?
Do you think it's better to list two numbers?
Well, do you have both of those numbers? Like, are they both directed to you?
No, so this number, the one you called me, that's my cell phone, and the other number that you called the first time, that's my father's number.
Okay, I think it would be better to have just your number on there just so that the calls go to you.
Okay.
Unless you want them to go to him.
No, to me.
Okay, then I'm just going to put yours on there.
But, you know, I was just thinking, like, what if, you know, I don't get signal and then people just kind of don't call anymore. And that way they could try a second number. But I guess it ain't really necessary.
Okay. Okay, perfect. I got all the information I need here, Abel. One second. Okay. So let me go ahead and set up a client interview for you. So the client interview is where they're going to get the account all set up. I can get you in from, let's see here, from 5 to 6 today or tomorrow. We can do pretty much any time tomorrow.
Okay, who would I be talking to?
So, that's where you're just going to start talking to your account management team. So,
okay. Today 5 to 6 is good.
Okay, perfect.
Yeah, the sooner the better. So they're the people who are going to kind of customize the website or whatever?
Yeah, well, so it's just they're going to get more extensive information about the company, your more keywords, just like if you have any type of mission statement, stuff like that. It's just really where they're going to do all the setting up of the account. Let me put you in for this time before it gets taken. One second. Just want to make sure you get in there.
And, I mean, they're pretty creative, right? So if I don't really have a mission statement, they'll come up with something.
Yeah. Do you have a logo? I mean, that's something that I can also include if you don't have a logo.
No, I don't have a logo, but if they can generate one, that would be great, too.
Okay, perfect. I'll make sure that I add that there. Okay, wonderful. Okay, so I have everything set up. I have your client interview set up. Let me go ahead and put this in. One second. Okay. Hold on.
Or even if they can kind of, because race construction, that seems like it's more like, you know what I mean? It's like it's more, construction related, whereas, grading and all that. Is that considered construction? I'm not sure.
No, yeah, that's considered construction. I mean, do you have, a different business name that you want? Is that kind of what you're getting at?
Kind of. Or do I have the option of changing the name of it later?
Yeah, absolutely. You can totally do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, we'll just keep it that for now, but if you want to do that later on, just let them know.
Or if maybe they know what all those things that I've kind of listed, like if there's something that kind of a name that kind of summarizes that kind of work or service we provide.
Like Ray's grading or something?
No, I think we'll just keep the construction.
Okay. So I got everything set up here. Now, as far as billing goes, though, Abel, it's going to be the same address, right? That's 5368?
Yes.
Okay. And are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, Amex, or Discover?
Visa.
Okay. And I'm ready for that card number whenever you are.
Just to make sure this isn't a scam, right? I'm not sure.
So we are actually directly partnered with Google. I feel like I sent that to you, but I can send it again.
I think you did send something to me, but.
Yeah, I did send it to you last time, the Google Partner Directory. So that's the actual Google Partner Directory where you can verify our business. I send that to everybody. I like to make sure that everybody actually can verify us. I mean, I know there are a lot of weirdos out there. It makes my job way harder.
Yeah.
So, I've worked here personally, Abel, for 5 years. So I love this company. I love what we do for businesses. Definitely, I wouldn't work for a company that we were just taking advantage of people. I'm not that type of person. I like to think I'm pretty genuine, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I gotcha. All right, I got the number.
Okay. I'm ready when you are.
It's 4266 8417795213 25
Okay, and then the expiration?
Expiration 1128
Okay, and then the security code?
776
Okay, perfect. So what I'm doing now is I'm updating and processing the payment for the 249. I'm going to read to you what's called a voice verification. This is because I have you on a discounted pricing program that's not normally advertised. So as I walk you through this, Abel, if there's anything that you don't understand or you need me to clarify, just stop me and let me know, and I'll rephrase the question, okay?
Okay. So, wait, one question. So as far as the billing, I guess it's the first today. So the next time I get charged would be on the first, too, or once my account is set up?
No, so it'll be on the first. That's why it's good you're getting in with the client interview now, right? Like, the sooner you get in with it, the better. It speeds up the process. But I'll outline the service agreement in the voice verification I do right now, but I'll state there that it's being billed today and then again on the first. You know, if you need to change that date or whatever it might be, just let them know. We're always really good about working with people. You know, if you need it, like, on the second or on the 31st or whatever it may be, whatever works better for you. But as of right now, it'll automatically be billed on the first. But I'll read that to you right now, okay? So I'm just going to kind of repeat that.
Okay.
So now, Abel, it's welcome to Local Splash's voice verification. The call will be recorded for quality assurance and is to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you. So to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Race Construction.
Please state your name and title within the business.
Abel Romero, and I'm a partner.
And you're authorized to enter into agreement on behalf of this business, correct?
Yes.
And you're an authorized user on the billing of the account, correct?
Yes.
So now, Abel, to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised that you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. So what this means is we will never call you asking for more money, and if any other marketing company calls you, just simply let them know that you're working with us already. Part of being actively involved in your campaign, I am sending you an email right now. It's going to say action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. If you could go ahead and reply to that email after this call before your client interview, that'll be super helpful in speeding up the process and making sure that we get you verified as quickly as possible. Now, if you don't have everything in there, that's totally fine. Just send in what you can, okay? So now, at this time, I'm going to set up a security question with you on your account. So if you ever have any question about who's calling, just ask them this question, and they'll have to give the response that you've given me today. So you just pick from one of these three. It's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
Wait, I'm sorry. Can you repeat those questions?
Yeah, no, it's mother's maiden name, city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one of those would you like?
City I was born in.
Okay, and what was that?
Salem.
Okay, perfect. So Abel, do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash within a 24-hour period?
Yes.
And in hiring us as your certified marketing representative, if you decide to do any other online marketing during the term of your agreement, do you agree to disclose that?
Yes.
So now, Abel, your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged in today's date of November 1st, 2023, in the non-refundable amount of $249. Now, this is going to be a recurring payment. So when the term is completed, it will automatically renew on the first of the month in the amount of $249. Now, Abel, you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support to prevent your charges from the next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due. But please keep in mind that we do ask everybody to give it at least 2 months to make sure that you're getting the most added benefit from the position there on Google's first page. So do you agree and understand to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. So now that's all done. Okay, so the last thing that I need from you, I know that you have gotten a few text messages right now, so I'm going to go ahead and just send you this link by itself. Hold on one second. Okay. I know there's a ton of text messages there, but one second. So I'm sending you this link just by itself. Let me know when it comes through. Did you get that?
Hold on, I got a lot of emails.
No, it's a text message. So it's just a text message with just a link.
Yeah, I clicked on it, but it says, has expired. The link has expired.
Oh, hold on. Did you already sign it?
I think so.
Oh, yeah. Oh. Well, you're quick. So it took you to a username and login, right?
Yeah.
Okay. So that's going to be for your reporting dashboard. Abel, you're going to get the login credentials for that within 5 to 7 business days. So you don't have to worry about that right now. It will all be sent to you. It'll be texted and emailed to you. So that's all taken care of. Just to kind of recap just a little bit, look out for your client interview today. Between 5 and 6, they will call you from the 877 number that you called me on. So that 877 number, I always just suggest it's best to save that in your phone. So you know when they're calling, your account management team will always call you from that number. So, and then also if you could reply to that email that says, action needed, pictures needed for Google verification. Again, just send in what you can. If you don't have all of that, that's totally fine. Just whatever you can send in will be helpful in speeding up the process and getting you verified on Google. So other than that.
So that's for Google to make sure that I am in that area?
No, it's just for the Google business profile. So to get you verified there on Google. Yeah. So I do want to congratulate you and welcome you to the Local Splash family. Did you have any other questions at all, Abel?
So it does say, one second, about the invitation. It says from 5 to 6, and on the message, or not the message, the, what is it called? So when you send an email, there's the subject. Yeah, it says, a different number and not, it's saying the 770 number?
No, so I changed it in the system.
Okay, you changed it. Okay.
Yeah. So it might say that, hold on. Oh, it does. Actually, let me edit this. You're right. I'm actually super glad you brought that up because it, for some reason, didn't put in that number. I'm going to change it right now. Hold on. So they will call your number. Thank you for that. I didn't realize that I did put that in. But here. Okay.
So I think on the
so it should be updated in your account now as well. So it should be updated for everybody. You might just need to refresh if it hasn't, but it is updated in the system. Are you there?
Yes.
Oh, okay. You were so quiet.
Yeah, I was trying to read some of these things. Okay. So on the things that I need to submit, the pictures. Yeah, it looks like the tool. I could probably do two of those things right away.
Okay.
And the work. Yeah. Is that going to be enough to be able to use this service?
So, Now, like I said, just send him what you can. Whatever you can is just going to be helpful. Let me look at the email. Hold on one second. I'd have to see it. Now, the work vehicle and license plate, I mean, if you have a car that you're driving around in for your work, that would be super helpful. So you don't have any type of invoice at all that you've done work for somebody?
Invoice.
Even if it's like an email or...
Yeah, like an email.
Yeah, if you have an email, send that in as an invoice. I know you said you didn't have the business registration. I'm assuming you don't have a business card, right?
Not for this kind of work. Not for grading, but for like other stuff, yeah.
Okay.
Other construction.
So a business card just with like the business name on it. You don't have that, that's fine. But then like the workplace would be like, a picture of like a tool set that you have, like even if it's your house, just like, it doesn't have to show the address anywhere, just like a picture of the street and the house. So any type of pictures you can send in like that are just going to be helpful in speeding up the process and getting you verified there on Google itself. Whatever you can send in. And if they have any other questions about it, they'll let you know in your client interview, if there's other things that you can do, but just send in whatever you can.
Okay. So I can take a picture of the street I live on, and then that would, I guess, be the workplace.
Yeah. Maybe if you have like a workbench at all, somewhere where you do work, that type of thing.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, and so submitting all this, I just, take pictures of those things and then just submit them on there?
Yeah, just reply to the email with the pictures. Correct.
Okay.
Does that kind of make sense?
Yeah, I spread that.
Okay, yeah. Whatever you can. It's just, all of this is just going to speed up the process and making sure you're getting business, as quickly as possible. So.
Okay. All right, is there anything else you need from me, or?
I was just going to ask, is there anything else I can help with? No, so that's it. You're all good. Just look out for that client interview. Again, they will call from the 877 number, and I'm super excited for you, able to get started on Google and get everything going. So, definitely look out for that call, and we'll get everything going, okay?
All right, sounds good. Thank you.
All right, thanks a lot, Abel.
All right.
Bye.